Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, December 12th, 2021, the third Sunday of Advent. My name is Father John Jasko, the pastor of the Chatham Catholic family of parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The crowds who were gathering to be baptized by John asked him, "What should we do?" In reply, John said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusations, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, John proclaimed the good news to the people. This is the gospel of the Lord. And so happy Advent, everyone, as we continue in our Advent journey. This is the joyful Sunday we are preparing for. The pink or the rose candle is what we're going to be lighting. And it's to indicate to us Christmas is around the corner. Get ready. You know, there's excitement, but also an eagerness and an urgency. And we hear that echoed very much so in the gospel today. John the Baptist is proclaiming the good news, sharing and preparing the way for the Lord. You know, the voice crying out in the wilderness, baptizing by water, cleansing people's hearts and saying the Messiah is coming. And there is this kind of, there's this urgency and movement in this gospel. You know, people were asking, what should we do? You know, they're coming to be baptized. How am I supposed to change my life? How am I supposed to live differently? And he gives us the answers. Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise. Share what you have with others. You know, the tax collectors, what should we do? Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you. Do your jobs faithfully. Do them to the best of your ability, and do them not to serve yourself. Soldiers asked what to do. Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusations, and be satisfied with your wages. Don't bully people. Don't use people for your own purposes. You know, be happy with what you have. All of these are good for all of us to think about. But what is Advent about? How can we prepare for Christmas? Well, share what we've got with people who don't have anything. You know, be faithful to our jobs, to the work that we do. Not looking for ourselves, and don't threaten, don't impose a power over other people, and be satisfied with what you have. What amazing words of wisdom John the Baptist is offering all those who are seeking a new life as he prepares them for the coming of the Messiah. And what a great way for us during Advent to prepare for Christmas, to live out the gospel each day in our lives. And as this gospel progresses, there's questions about whether is John the Baptist the Messiah? And he says, you know what? No. I'm preparing the way. I'm making your hearts open to the one who will come with fire, will come with the Holy Spirit. And there will be an overwhelming transformation for the world. And so this entire gospel brings us this joy. I think this joy of kind of what the world of the gospel, how it's supposed to be lived out. There is an urgency to prepare. There's an urgency to act, just as much as maybe we're making plans in the midst of the pandemic, the new variant. People are nervous, people are tired, people are worn out. But you know, we have the lights of our Christmas trees and the decorations of Advent. We have the Advent wreath. We have, you know, again, I think this opportunity in the midst of the pandemic not to get caught up in the commercialism, which is always a challenge, of the things that maybe we still can't do that we used to do, and to focus in on the great gift of the Word made flesh, to make sure our hearts are ready, open, and eager to receive the Lord. And to do that, and to be able to experience Christ at Christmas, we act in love. And there are many ways to do that. You know, in our parishes, in our family parishes in Chatham, we have our Advent, Faces of Advent, Holy Hour series on Sunday nights at St. Joseph Church. We also live stream from there. We have a number of different times for Advent confessions. We have the Light of Christmas event happening on December 10th, where we're going to light up all the Christmas lights at Blessed Sacrament Church. We have quiet times of prayer, hopefully the reflections like the warm-up and the weekend homilies and the opportunity to gather for Mass. All these different ways for us to stir our hearts to kind of ignite or spark this eager urgency to live out the good news in amongst the opportunities of outreach, you know, to those in need. I was able to, for just a brief amount of time, spend time serving Christmas takeout meals with our Caring Kitchen, our interfaith Caring Kitchen, from the Spirit and Life Center at St. Joseph's Church on Wednesday evening, and just being able to encounter people who are in need, but also their appreciation, their love, and to see the amazing volunteers, you know, I think living out what John the Baptist in the Gospel is calling all of us to do. And it was a great honor just to be able to meet some of the people coming through receiving these early Christmas gifts and their appreciation, but also the opportunity to serve, the opportunity to bring some light, bring some hope, bring some grace to those who are really seeking that. And the Christmas spirit, the Advent grace, I think needs to kind of flow through all the year. Of course, even into Lent and Easter, but I won't talk about that here. It's not the time. That will come soon. But this opportunity of generosity, this opportunity of love, this spirit of joy, but also this urgency to have our lives changed, to share who we are and what we have, and to bring that joy to those in need. You know, Advent is a time of waiting for Christmas, but in that waiting, it's done with action. It's done with transforming our hearts and our lives. It's about going beyond ourselves. There is an eagerness and a movement. It's not sitting back. It's not just waiting and doing nothing, being still. There's a time for that time in prayer, of course, but it is an action that we not only prepare our own hearts, our own homes for festivities at Christmas, but that we share that Christmas spirit with those in need, that we share that joy of serving in the gospel by giving of what we have and who we are, again, to those who are in need. And, Christmas is coming. May we not be distracted by the disappointments, by the noise around us, by, the stresses, the difficulties that genuinely people go through. Those are all there, and we don't disregard them, but we don't let them distract or take away from what Christ wants to offer to us this Christmas, to change our lives, to send us out in a new way, to help change the world. Let's stay focused. I think John the Baptist is that alarm clock, is that ringing bell, is that spotlight to say, it's all about Christ. And may we live for Him, and with Him, and through Him, to share that love in everything that we do. God bless you, and we'll see you this weekend.